connected music. The programmes will include such stuff as planetary orbits, steam engines, German seances, Scotch whisky, and of course, music. Science Notes, next Monday to Friday evening at 10:45 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
It's 4 o'clock and here's Lopa Kotari with Music Planet.
Fulan, that's a single from the soon-to-be-released album from London-based band Electric Jalaba, led by Moroccan singer and Gimri player Simo Lagnawi. And I can tell you that the rest of the record is every bit as funky, synth-tastic and glorious. El Hal, The Feeling, is out on Strut Records next month. I'm Lopa Kotari, and over the next hour here on Music Planet today, we're going to dive headlong into new releases. Our classic artist is an Uzbek pop star, and we revisit Uganda for a road trip with James Isabiye. And here is one of those fresh off the press discs. Well, fresh second time around. It was actually released in 1989, but has just been dusted off and re-released by the French label Niami Niami Records, that specialises in music from Southern Africa. The album is called Long Time Ago, and the group is Azuma. The story is that Azuma, made up of dancer musicians from Soweto in South Africa, was looking for a mentor to help them on their musical journey. Now, they'd heard of this wizard called Smiles Makama, who was living in the mountains in Swaziland and who made his own instruments. And so they went to find him. Well, with Smiles leading the way, Azuma became quite a hit, embracing traditional rhythms and visionary instruments, one of which you can hear on this track. It's called the Smilophone, or bush synthesizer, an invention of Smiles Makama, of course, made up of several musical bows, a bit like the Brazilian birimbau, strapped together on a frame, creating a rich, metallic, overtone-drenched zither-type sound. This is Waza Moya. the amazing sound of the Smilophone and Wazamoya from Azuma and their album Long Time Ago, first released in 1989. Indigenous music doesn't fade out, it's just waiting to be discovered all the time, to quote the musical wizard behind the album, Smiles Makana. Now, Rough Guide to Avant-Garde Japan is an eclectic album, as you can probably make out from the title. 14 tracks bringing together some of Japan's boundary pushers. Artists often working under the radar in a world of innovation, free thinking and musical radicalism that you might think is at odds with the country's reputation for conformity. I love this track, a gentle but edgy piece called Over the Unfinished Garden from composer and sound artist Hako. This is a track from her 2015 album Secret Garden. Hako and Over the Unfinished Bridge, just one of the tracks on the Rough Guide to Avant-Garde Japan, just out on World Music Network. A bit closer to home now, British folk singer John Wilkes has been resurrecting forgotten songs from mid-19th century Birmingham and the Black Country, inspired by the work of scholar Roy Palmer. And while the song we're about to hear, John Reilly, is a well-known title in the folk canon, this version is based on Palmer's 1971 recording of the English singer George Donne. Wilkes says that it just leapt out at him for its lyrical and melodic content, different to the many other versions he'd heard. So, from his new album, Up the Cut, here is John Wilkes with the tale of John Reilly.
It's written all in blood, saying cruel was my father who went out to shoot my love. And let this be a warning to all your maidens gay, never to let the lad you love sail to America.
Guitar and voice, the perfect frame for a sad story. A track there from John Wilkes' album Up the Cut, out this week and available via Bandcamp. And now on Music Planet, we head to Uzbekistan for our classic artist and a woman who has embraced the ancient traditions of her homeland and brought the music of the old Silk Road to younger generations. Her name is Sevara Nazarkhan, now in her mid-40s. She started her career in music about 20 years ago, had a hit album on Real World Records in 2003 called Yol Bol Sin that launched her onto the international stage and led to her touring all over Europe and Asia. And it was that album that won her the BBC Radio 3 World Music Award for Best Asian Artist in 2004 and turned her from an Uzbek pop star to what you might call a modern traditionalist. I'm going to play a song from her 2011 album, Tortador. And like her highly acclaimed debut, it's the perfect example, not just of this extraordinary music, but Sevara's skill in making it sit as comfortably in the 21st century as it must have done back in the 16th.
مشهور
The beautiful voice of Sevara Nazar Khan, Uzbek pop star and modern traditionalist of Central Asia. Next week, my esteemed colleague, Catherine Tickell, will be talking to a man with many stories to tell, Jonathan Ward. He's behind the blog Excavated Shellac, and in partnership with the label Duster Digital, he's brought out an album with 100 tracks plus copious liner notes, 186 pages of them, that he has called An Alternate History of the World's Music. I played a track from it a few weeks ago, Los Chicanos from Mexico. Here's another gem, this time from 1930s Shanghai. Was Wei Zhongyue with music inspired by a famous battle scene from Chinese history. The title translates as Ambush from 10 Directions. Recorded in 1930, it was a popular tune to play on the pipa, the Chinese four-string lute, and was a showcase for the virtuosity of the performer. And that is just one of 100 tracks on Excavated Shellac, an alternate history of the world's music. Jonathan Ward, the man behind the compilation, will be on the programme next week with lots more extraordinary sounds and the stories behind them, not to be missed. At the end of December, the musicologist Peter Cook passed away. He was well known for his knowledge and documentation of Ugandan music. You might remember hearing Peter and his son Andy on Radio 3's World Roots back in 2007 when they joined Lucy Duran on a trip to Uganda, a programme you can still find online. And you can also explore Peter Cook's Uganda collection on the British Library website. One of his recordings is featured in today's Road Trip to Uganda, a country very much in the news at the moment following its controversial national elections. But here, musician and journalist James Isabiye takes a closer look at the royal music traditions of Uganda and how they've been kept alive and adapted by younger musicians in recent years.
My name is James Isabiye. I am from Uganda in East Africa. Welcome to a Music Planet road trip to Uganda. On this trip, we visit indigenous communities and then urban youths who are rooted in rustic village music practices. This landlocked country, just a bit smaller than Britain, has 65 ethnic societies listed in its 1995 constitution, so the country is culturally rich and diverse. Let us start with royal music from Buganda. The song is entitled Omusango Gwa Balere, which can be translated to say the case of the flute players. It is about an incident when flute players in the Buganda King's palace committed a crime that would lead to their killing at the King's orders. They hurriedly composed this tuneful song and played it for him, which is how he became merciful and spared them. The king of Buganda had various musicians that lived and played in the palace and were required to obey palace rules. Albert Sempeke was a royal musician and a multi-instrumentalist and music teacher of many in Uganda and beyond. Thanks to Peter Cook for recording it. The nation of Uganda was formed out of kingdoms and chiefdoms that had music bands performing at coronations, royal funerals, parties, and their anniversaries, as well as in many other social events. In 1966, there was a conflict between the four-year central government of independent Uganda and the Buganda Kingdom. Buganda's King Edward Mutesa II was exiled and all cultural institutions were abolished in 1967 by the central government. This led to a complete stop of all royal music and near extinction of various royal music traditions in the country. I think royal music constituted the finest music expressions in the kingdoms and chiefdoms, and indeed in the country, since kings and chiefs had called the best musicians among their subjects into their service. Listen now to the sound of the Biguala Gourd trumpets. There are various trumpet traditions in Uganda. For example, among the Baganda, the Banyoro, the Batoro, and Aruru people. Bigwala instruments include five or more gourd trumpets. Each produces one tone, and they are blown in hocket to produce a song. Dancers and singers join in while wriggling their waists as they move in circular formation around the drum players. The next group we are going to hear is Dimabilo from northern Uganda. Dimabilo is a Lango cultural group whose name means "I will struggle until I take the field." The song is entitled Mitonyo Kot Adako Oti. And it's about a man called Okello, a notorious drunkard who became a nuisance whenever he drank. This song was composed to raise awareness of drunkenness as a serious and resented problem in the Lango community. The instruments include 10 lamella phones of varying sizes, a bottle, a calabash, a whistle, and an animal horn. This okeme music is popular among the Lango people, and Miel Okeme is a popular Okeme dance which is performed by youths at various social events. Jinja Town is home to the source of the River Nile and is former industrial town of Uganda. Nile beat artists perform at the source of the Nile every Saturday and Sunday. The song is entitled Omukazi Owomwana Tanoba, which can be translated to say, "A woman who has a child does not divorce." Even when there is a misunderstanding, a mother sticks to her husband for the sake of the children. This song is so special as it expresses how much mothers in our communities are willing to sacrifice to ensure that their children are safe and happy. Indeed, mothers sacrifice a lot for their children. The song speaks to me. Thanks to Singing Wells for recording it. We are coming to the end of this Music Planet road trip to Uganda with me, James C. Savvy. I am going to end with a young musician called Joel Sebunjo. Joel has mastered the endongo, bowel lyre of Buganda, and the kora, among others. He, together with friends like Mike Ouma and Mushaga, is mastering the art of wild music making in Uganda. They have reinterpreted various indigenous songs for a contemporary world music audience, and in that way, I think they connect effectively with the indigenous communities and the world music audience, perhaps in equal measure. In the 1920s, Indian businessmen in Uganda imported cotton fabric, and people resented it, saying it was fit for dogs or shabby people. At the same time, there was fabric called kapere that was used to make shirts. It was also resented. Anyone who wore these two was not smart enough to meet the king. And that is what the song is about.
The music of Joel Sebunjo ending that Music Planet's road trip to Uganda with James Isabiyi. And that is a perfect cue for a new release from a prolific and eclectic label based in Kampala, Uganda, Nyege Nyege Tapes. This is Ejoka Wulida, drumming at its finest. Nilotika Cultural Ensemble, the latest release from Niege Niege, the label that brought us the Nihiloxika Project. Well, this ensemble is made up of seven drummers from Uganda who got together 11 years ago to revive some of the traditional rhythms of the country. That was music from the Iteso community in the eastern part of Uganda. Now, sink your teeth into an enormous smiling slice of watermelon. This is the mouth-watering picture on the cover of Las Lloronas' debut album, Soaked. They have a Spanish name. Their music is based on slam poetry and sultry harmonies, but the trio is from Brussels. Soaked is a warm hug, a perfect release in a time of lockdown and physical distance. But for all their softness, the lyrics are punchy. This is Bukra, a song about shame, unrest, and endeavour to find hope.
שמעתי שיש עדיין תקווה איפשהו לא יודעת איך זה קרה שהכל נעלם מלכול משתמם שמעתי שכן יש עדיין תקווה שמעתי שיש עדיין תקווה איפשהו לא יודעת איך זה קרה שהכל נעלם מכל משתמם שמעתי שכן יש עדיין תקווה אוי ילדיי ילדיי וואי יאי יאי יאי
Las Lloronas and Bukra from their album Soaked. Next, here on Music Planet, we head back to Africa for the music of Algeria and Drissi El Abassi, one of the country's unsung heroes. When you think of Rai music, you might think of the great Khalid or the late Rashid Taha. But Drissi El Abassi, with his wah-wah guitars and interest in modern recording techniques, brought a softer, more sensual voice to early Rai in the 1980s. Nashaz Phone has just re-released 8 tracks of his from that era for download and a limited edition vinyl. And this is the last track on it, Khaluni Nebki, Let Me Cry.
خلوني نبكي 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 على رايي يمدى يا غوار في انا سينك واني وخلوني Thank you.
وخلوني وخلوني اللي نبكي يا مداعر يا زين كواني يا سمو ابن ريم وبنار يا ويلي بارتي سفيني وعدلوني يا الحباب العيد لكم بالقصية انا صغير وراسي شاب معطف لازم تسمية عامين محسوبة بحساب لقطة هذه البنية وكل نهار يزيدني عذاب سبب قلبي ذي الخمرية وهواغ الهوى رياب بنت بلادي غير انا صفا مصطعش اليوم على جلك مقيوس بايص بيطار يا امل بخاطر عبد الله من سوش مالك بخاطر محمد صبريكا بركاني انا قلبي طاب نفس اللي انا وديا يمشوا لبواها خطاب يا ربي يكتبها ليا طال الحال ودرت حساب سكب قلبي دل بنية راني صابر يا الحباب باللي جاي عربية وهاي العباسية انت بليالي غير انا صبان مصطعش اليوم اللي جدك مقيوس بغي اصبطان
The soulful voice of Drissi El Abassi, the man who brought out the softer, more romantic side of Rai, and a song there called Khalouni Nebki, Let Me Cry. His album Rai Sidi Bel Abbes is out now on Nasha's phone. Well, that's about it from me, Lopa Qatari, for Music Planet this week. Catherine Tickell's here next Saturday, as I mentioned earlier, with guest Jonathan Ward, producer of the mighty excavated shellac compilation. I leave you now, though, with music from Lion's Drums. It's a project that brings together field recordings of the Cagabas people who live in an isolated part of the Sierra Nevada mountains in Colombia and believe themselves to be the guardians of the earth, a community that goes back 5,000 years and where singing is their way of connecting with their environment and passing on their history. The album Cagabas, due out next week, is the work of producer and DJ Harold Bue, and you'll be happy to know that the elders of the village approved the mix that you're about to hear. Till next time, I leave you with Lion's Drums and Aluata.
Lion's Drums, ending this week's Music Planet, which was presented by Lopa Kotari and produced by Felix Carey. Well, now here on BBC Radio 3, it's time for J to Z, and another chance to hear a programme first broadcast in January last year.
Hello and welcome. I'm Julian Joseph. Coming up on today's programme, live music from Panamanian pianist Danilo Perez and his exciting new project, The Global Messengers. And drummer, producer and activist Terry Lynn Carrington will be sharing some of the music that inspires her. But first, here's something from UK trumpet man Quentin Collins from his latest album, Road Warrior. This is The Hill.